I'm not in city council yet, so I can't answer the question if they're planning on doing a test before. But what I can say is I've heard positive, I've heard negative. It all depends on what you want to listen to. My biggest thing on the road diet is anything that we can do to improve downtown and allow people to see it as a viable place to start a business, to grow a business. And if we can do that by slowing down traffic, allowing pedestrians to feel safer down there, allow for better parking. If it's not the road diet, we need to figure something out on how to make it more of an appealing place for people to want to go to downtown. As Dwayne says, we're not Bismarck, we're not Fargo. We got to stop trying to be them, but we can emulate them. We can bring businesses downtown so that when you go downtown and you have dinner and a drink, when you're done with that, you can go around and go to shops. You can enjoy downtown and not feel like you're just going down there to eat and then we're going to run uptown and do shopping. If we can do anything that we can do to improve our downtown, to make it inviting for new businesses, the current businesses, to make them feel like they're a part of downtown, maybe they'll improve their window shopping, or they'll improve the building. But if we make it a pass-through, which I feel it is now, a drag strip, as go as fast as you can to get through town, but if we can improve it, then maybe businesses will take more pride in their business and make it a place where people want to go.